the springtime, oh my loving. The second season, I am glowing. You are the sunlight in my growing. So little warmth I felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watched the fire that grew so low. wonder of devotion. I see the torch we all must hold. This is the mystery of the closure, closure.
Eric Stratton, Rush Chairman. Damn glad to meet you. Hey, Eric Stratton, Rush Chairman. Damn glad to meet you.
Hey, Eric Stratton, Rush Chairman. Damn glad to meet you.
Hi, Eric Stratton, Rush Chairman. Damn glad to meet you.
Hi, that was Eric Stratton, Rush Chairman. He was damn glad to meet you.
For you anymore.
The first word in this song is discorporate. It means to leave your body.
Discorporate and come with me. Shifting, drifting, cloudless, starless, velvet valleys and the sapphire sea. Wah wah, unbind your mind. There is no time to lick your stamps and paste them in this corporate, and we will begin. Wah wah,
flower power sucks.
Diamonds on velvets, on gold guns, on quartz, on Amid, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, on up and away and afar and a go go. Escape from the weight of your corporate logo. Unbind your mind. There is no time.
Mind.
Of velvet and satin to music by magic by people that happen to enter the world of a strange purple jello. The dreams as they live them are all mellow yellow. Unbind your mind. Absolutely free. Only if
brain is that?
This is a story about being double parked on the highway of love. Let me hear you, Sean.
Let me hear you, Sean.
Take me back, year 1994. I had two fine chicks living door to door, and I was too close together. Too close together.
Too close together.
I was too close together. That was the best that I could do. When I got butter one morning, make my midnight creep by the time I knocked on one girl's door, the other was looking at me. Ooh, too close together. Man, too close together. Yeah, too close together. That's the best that I could do. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, stretch it. Get me a little tidy. Before I walked out the front door, they both knew all about it. I was too close together. Trouble.
Too close together.
Too close together. That was the best that I could do. Well, I drove in my car trying to get out of town. I saw two fine chicks. They were just hanging around. I was too close, baby. Oh, man, I was too close together.
Bed and dying,
ever known from Sin and Jill. Say the weather down here so fine. Just then the wind came squalling through the door, but who weather coming. Just wanna have a little peace today and a friend or two I love at hand. Tomorrow maybe go beneath the ground. Thank you.
Dallas had a lot of versatility as well. He's up and a jawbreaker. Great counter move. Dallas coming up, improvising that time, and nicely done. Powerbomb.
So much for Guerrero. Two and three. No.
No, he didn't get it. Did not get it.
I thought he had him.
Yeah, there you go again.
You mean there I go again?
Well, you thought they had him all night at Hog Wild, and you were wrong.
Well, he almost had him all night.
Well, they did. That's what's great about WCW. You never know what's going to happen. As a matter of fact, you never know what's going to happen in the ring or who's going to win or some of the strange occurrences. And with the onset, or from the onset, the NWO has made their presence known here at the Clash of the Champions tonight. Just the fact that we know Hulk Hogan and the... Oh! Frog splash on the top. One, two, three.
He got it.
Eddie Guerrero wins the ring.
Yes, he does.
Eddie Guerrero wins the Battle Bowl ring. He is your winner. In what's going to be considered a major upset, Eddie gets his first title. He's the Battle Bowl champion. And he wants to shake his hand. Yeah. Watch out, Eddie.
Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter, and now Diamond Dallas, and there's a Diamond Cutter choking Guerrero. Oh, he's going to toss the referee.
That'll cost him. Get that ring. Get that ring back in your possession if that's what you want.
There's the ring. He's going to Diamond Cut him again. Oh, again.
Two Diamond Cutters to the throat of Eddie Guerrero. He's not going anywhere. And Diamond Dallas is beside himself.
And Eddie is down, and now Chavo Guerrero Jr. has come out. Chavo Guerrero.
That's helping two against out. One.
Yes, and and he shoves Chavo down. He's going to diamond cut him. Oh, goodness, from the top.
Three diamond cutters in a row, one off the top rope. So much for Eddie Guerrero. He's not going anyplace.
Well, he's going to win the ring. Diamond Dallas walks away. There you see the referee still down. He steps on the referee going out.
He even stepped over it.
What a low life.
He's upset.
And Chavo Jr. out to help his Uncle Eddie. And
if I were to walk the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, well, first I'd go to the room where they keep the season. But if I had by my side a girlfriend, then I could look through the paintings. I could look right through them, because I'd have found something that I understand. I understand a girl.
That's
afternoon in the fairway, I have my heart in my hands. I understand a girl.
She got it all, my heart, my soul, my wishes.
someone to love like this only existed in my prayer. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
Wasn't anything we could do but pile Jackie Boy in right next to me, out where anybody who cares to look will see him. Go ahead. Take one of his cigarettes. It'll help.
Got you smoking there, bud.
You shut the hell up, Jackie Boy. You're dead. I'm just imagining this, so shut the hell up.
It tells you something about your state of mind, don't it? It's got you hearing things, got your nerves shot. It's got you smoking. You know it's true. Nobody ever really quits. A smoker's smoker when the chips are down. And your chips are down.
I'm fine. You shut the hell up.
Will you look at that? Those hookers let you down. What are you gonna do when you run out of gas? Call AAA. You sucker for the babes. You ain't even gonna make it to the pits.
You shut the hell up. I'll make it.
Not unless you keep your eyes on the road, sugar pie.
Watch it!
Just like being in a body movie.
Shut up!
Boy, you're screwed. It's over. You're flushed.
This time I can't bring myself to tell him to shut up. Sure is an asshole. Sure is dead. Sure, I'm just imagining that he's talking. None of that stops the bastard from being absolutely right.
quietly like laborers' wives. Perhaps they'll reacquire those things they've all disposed of.
Like my daddy before me, Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheet suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh.